welcome everybody to this month's episode of The Green Side. The Green Side is a collaboration between thehackersparadise.com and putterzone.com, hosted on THP Radio. It really is a show of love and affection for everything inside of 100 yards, with more emphasis put on putters than anything else. I want to introduce my co-host for this and each and every adventure we do, and that is Sean from putterzone.com. How are you?
Doing great, Josh. I am fired up, and I think you know why.
Yeah, we have a really interesting show this week, but before that, I have a small confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Infidelity in the world of putters has struck me again.
Well, you are, where are you living now?
We are in Windermere, Florida.
Well.
It kind of goes
golf,
with the territory.
Infidelity capital of the world these days.
Yeah, apparently so. And, you know, we've kind of documented my infidelity, so to speak, on this show. And I went back a few months ago. I went back to the putter that I've been playing for a long time, which is a white hot number 7. You know, the ugly fang looking thing that everybody loves, but nobody wants to admit it. You know, I was using that before it was cool, so that was okay. And I've been recently trying out a new putter line, and one of them just dazzled me. I'm actually holding it in my hand right now. I may bring it to bed with me. I like it so much. And we'll get into that in a second, but I'm still upset that I changed. But, I mean, I've been taking it to the course, to the practice green and everything else, and I've been using it for a long time now. We had them pretty early, and I'm just in love with every facet of it.
So you went to the putter equivalent of the Perkins restaurant, basically.
Yeah, that's actually the perfect way to put it. But and you know what? Apparently I like Perkins, because they do have good pie. But this is definitely, as of now, staying in the bag. I thought it was going to be a quick flirt and then back to Old Faithful. But what I'm finding is that each time out, I like it more and more. It sets up perfectly and everything else. And that is...
Enough teasing. Let's pull back the curtain.
I have switched to the new line launching next year by Never Compromise called The Gambler. And, you know, there's not a ton of information out on it, but one thing I want to say is the one I am using is called The Straight, and it is like the ultimate mistress.
Yeah. Well, I have one in my bag as well. It's called The Royal, and I'm just really impressed and blown away with what Never Compromise has teed up for 2011 here.
You know, it's kind of a huge departure from what they've done. And I know you've recently put up an article with an interview behind the change. Why don't you go through and kind of explain what it is that they're doing with the Gambler line?
Yeah, basically, you know, Adam Sheldon, who's sort of the mind behind this putter series at Never Compromise, you know, he basically said it's about getting back to the brand name itself, you know, never compromising on quality and, style and all that goes into these putters. And I think, you know, in my opinion, I think they lost their way a little as a brand. And I think they have found their way again, and they have really delivered with these Gambler putters.
And there's 4 in the line, and they are the Straight, the Flush, the I'm missing 2. The Straight, the Flush, the Boat, and the Royal.
That's right. And the Royal is a classic plumber's neck, heel-toe weighted blade. The Flush is a heel-shafted mallet. The Boat is kind of a zing-style classic blade, more toe down. And then, of course, your favorite, the Straight, which is a heel, not a heel, I'm sorry, a face-balanced mallet.
Yeah,
and double bend neck.
The double bend neck is what gets me, because it's not a huge departure from what I'm using. But one thing I want to comment on is, first of all, the striking beauty. It has a mix of a classic elegance of sharp and clean lines, but at the same time holding some industrial qualities to it. Something I didn't think I'd see. The engraving etchings are gorgeous. And it takes on a life of its own when you look at the soul of them, and that is, you know, with the gambling symbols. And I want to touch on the Gambler name, which I just love. And some people will say, well, you know, poker's been popular for a while and this and that. But when I think of putting, you know, it just kind of fits.
Yeah, you know, you go on the green and Lady Luck, you want her on your side, and there's something about these putters that makes you feel like she is.
You're exactly right. And, you know, the old saying of you drive for show and you putt for dough, whether true or not, certainly kind of rings true. You know, for me, everything about the putter says what they tried to accomplish, or at least in my mind, what they tried to accomplish, which is to create a line that both people will see for the looks of what they are, which are the classic styles and the timeless styles, but with a modern twist to them. And then the touch of the engravings and the black and red coloring. And for instance, to the Royal that you're using, which is an answer style, you know, plumber's neck putter, down the hosel to have the spade, the heart, the club, and the diamond, you know, etched in there is just beautiful.
Yeah, and the sole finishing is awesome too, and it's different on each putter. And I just think stylistically, conceptually, and quality-wise, they just loaded the bases and hit a grand slam with these putters.
We're on the same page. It's for as far as a putter line goes, you know, most of our readers know I rarely get excited. There's a few companies that put stuff out that excite me. But when these came out, I was truly excited. But I really became excited when we got to try them. And THP at their demo day was able to have some prototypes out there of these. And they were some of the first tried outside of the Cleveland building. And when you have, for the most part, 50 people in attendance all saying the same thing, these aren't paid employees, they're not THP employees or anything like that. These are just consumers coming to our demo day and outing saying, you have no idea what they have here. And the quote's like, the day they come out, I'll have them. Just kind of ring true. And the feel is what everybody talked about. Yeah, the looks are great, but it was the feel.
The feel is phenomenal, and it's worth mentioning that these putters are forged prior to being milled, and I think that was a really important thing that they incorporated into the creation of these putters, and obviously it's paying dividends in terms of the feel and the reaction that you're getting from all of your THP regulars there.
Yeah, and the milling itself on the face is actually exactly what I like, which is not too aggressive but not mild. I would call it kind of right in the middle, but it's striking mm-hmm. looking. And when the audible tone that you get right when you hit the sweet spot, which I've been doing more and more with this lately, is something special.
Yeah, it's not an ultra soft feel, and I like that. It has what I call really clear feedback. You know where you stand with this putter, and when you hit that sweet spot, I mean, the reward is wonderful. And it makes you, it keeps you coming back for more. You know, when they talk about forging that, Adam told me that, you know, basically it helps refine the grain structure and improve the physical properties of the metal. And that, prior to milling the putter, seems to have delivered in terms of what they were looking for.
Now, I would want to touch, because putter covers are so popular, people actually collect them. It's not something I do, but I do like the THP putter cover we have. The putter cover for these is striking. The white with the limited, with the, you know, the same symbols that you'll find on the putter are on there. It looks really good.
Ultra cool.
You know, I would have preferred a magnet over the Velcro, but it in no way would keep me from owning one. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that Velcro, it's like a bad note at a Rachmaninoff concert. You know, you've got this beautiful work. It's just a little bit of a bad note when you hear that.
Yeah.
Of the Velcro.
But the look of the putter cover kind of makes up for it.
Absolutely. It's still a Rachmaninoff concert, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I think that overall what they have here is something special, and I expect it to be a pretty good hit. And I know it is with our readers who got to experience it early, and I know you feel the same way. And you said you're going with the Royal. As of right now?
As of right now, absolutely.
And
of course, you know, I don't get out as regularly as you. Maybe it's having a four-year-old. But so I can't even say I stick with a putter enough to be to have an infidelity moment. But right now, the Royal, it just really has captured my imagination and attention, and I'm putting really well with it, and I just love it.
Now, they do have a website launch coming up. Do you have information on that? I know that everybody keeps telling me, and it's not the people inside the industry. It's people I'm hearing from outside the industry, that this website's going to be pretty cool with customizations and stuff.
from what I'm hearing, they're going to offer some really awesome customization opportunities, and I don't know the full scope of that yet, and I think they're still working on maybe the final touches of that website, but my understanding is it's going to be up soon, so I would keep typing nevercompromise.com into your browser and just maybe keep an eye on our sites too, because as soon as it goes up, we'll be certainly letting everyone know.
Yeah, and like we definitely will keep people posted on that. We talk a lot about putters, and we talk a lot about different putters here and there, and we certainly have our likes and dislikes and lines we like and that we don't like, but I think it's a rarity when we both picked something up and within 5 minutes of picking it up, we were emailing each other back and forth saying, can you believe how nice this is?
Absolutely, and that reminds me of something I wanted to mention was when I got a sneak peek at these before I even actually had one of them in hand, I about fell off my chair. And a lot of stuff crosses my desk, as you can imagine. I'm sure it does yours as well. And to make that kind of impression on me, I knew it was special the moment I saw it. And I think part of it for me is I feel like this high-end milled putter category has become just a little bit stagnant. Some of the companies seem to be pulling back from it. There's a lot of great young talent out there that's pushing on the artisan level, but at the broader retail level, with the type of reach that a brand like Never Compromise has, I feel like that the category has been just a little uninspired lately. And so I think what excited me about these putters wasn't just the putters, but I think what it meant to the category. It's a real shot in the arm, and I think a shot across the bow of the whole category, really. I think people are going to have to step it up.
Well, it's ironic that you talk about inspiration and uninspired and things like that, because I don't think it would be fair to talk about these if we didn't also mention a hot topic on the THP forum right now.
Here we go.
And I'm going to keep my – nah, who am I kidding? I can't do that. Scotty Cameron's latest holiday putter, the Casanova.
Yeah.
It strikes me and rubs me a little bit the wrong way, and
why don't you explain to those who aren't familiar with what's going on?
The easiest way to explain it is Scotty Cameron, who's an extremely popular and extremely talented putter maker, puts out a holiday limited edition putters like he does for a lot of his collectibles. And this one that he just put out, called the Casanova, is basically a complete knockoff of the Never Compromise in terms of design and etchings. Now, I, like you, have never had a major problem with styles being similar. You know, everybody knows that the plumber's neck style putter has been remade by every single company in the world, it seems like.
There's a reason they call them classics.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the artistic side of it, when someone takes a logo or a complete style and brings it to market. This one just seemed dirty to me. It rubbed me the wrong way. I've never actually really had a problem with Scotty and a lot of the other ones he did, but I would feel the same way if Scotty's limited release putter this time had been white.
Yeah.
And he called it snow. I just found this, this reminded me of a lot of another company that has nothing to do with putters, quickly bringing something to market in a limited edition fashion to take the steam out of it. And we know that recently happened with a driver compared to another company, but that's not for this show. That's for a different time.
So you sound pretty convinced.
There's no question about it.
Okay, because in my end, you know, I'm just going to stop a little short of that, and here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it's either just a terrible coincidence or a brazen imitation. I mean, it's one or the other, and it sounds like you fall on the latter, and I suppose if I were going to put money on it, I would too.
You know, it's a terrible coincidence.
I'm just leaving that door open for the terrible coincidence, because the one thing I question is, why would you want something that's so similar out there? If you were trying to take the steam out of it, nevertheless, it's so odd.
Yeah, to me, the terrible coincidence falls into play if this was a production line putter by Scotty Cameron.
Fair
Being
point.
That it's a collectible with a small release, I believe it's just something
that can be turned around. You can turn that ship around a lot more quickly than
Exactly. And the buzz behind the scenes, I guess, on The Gambler has been going on for a few months. And, you know, the Never Compromise people did their best to keep it very quiet. And, you know, the people at our demo day weren't allowed to take pictures. They weren't even allowed to bring it out on the course. They could use it on the putting green only, just in case people were to snap pictures. And then a picture of one did leak because a store kind of dropped the ball and broke the embargo. But the rest of the models haven't been really out there yet. And
I've been putting mine in a Cleveland Classic head cover.
Mine's in our THP head cover because I just don't want to get questions on it because I just don't think that's fair to the company.
Absolutely.
But this one, you know, it just rubbed me the wrong way. And I hope I'm wrong. And with all the buzz going on about Scotty and what's going on in his future that I think we'll touch on next show, I don't think I am with this one. But
yeah,
again,
well, if it is what you think it is, we're stepping on each other.
Yeah.
If it is what you think it is, then I think it comes back to, you know, what I said, which is it's a shot across the bow, this Gambler series. I think it's getting people's attention to the point where we have a scenario like this. And ultimately, I think that's a good thing. I think they are invigorating this category. And I think everyone's going to have to take notice. They have stepped it up big time, and I think they're serving notice, and I think that's good.
Well, and I would agree with you. I think in the end, this is going to bring attention to the design itself and hopefully help Never Compromise, or really, in the end, help the consumer realize what they have on their hands that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Scotty and legendary putter makers, last show we talked about the Mount Rushmore of putter makers. In fact, we even looked as bad as we couldn't remember if there were four or five faces on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, me and Dewey still want to make it five. We're going to go up there. We're going to climb. We're going to scale the mountain, chisel, pick your favorite president up there, make it five, and that'll give us a fifth choice.
Well, we can't do that. But we are going to we've had a month to talk about it, and it was a huge, huge thread on the THP forum with people talking about it. So let's talk about it. Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
Well, I feel like I'm going to disappoint because I don't have a big – I'm not pulling a rabbit out of the hat here. Here's my list. Carsten Solheim, Ping, T.P. Mills, Scotty Cameron, and Bob Bettinardi. I feel a little mainstream. But
yeah, I got to tell you, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little disappointed.
Well, you know, the question is, you know, what are the qualifiers? You know, is it innovation? Is it originality? You know, we went back and forth on that in the forum, and I think it's a fair question. How are you determining who makes it on there? And for me, I kept coming back to who has made the most lasting impact, and those were the criteria for me, and I just kept coming back to those four names because of their what I would call lasting impact on the putter industry.
Well, and you know what? I think that word is really what it does. And it's not really being a revolutionary or a designer or anything else to me. It's about impact. What impact did they have and do they have on the putter world in general? And my list is similar to yours. I also picked Carsten from Ping. I don't think you can have this without him. I think he was almost a unanimous choice. In the aspect of, you know, it's the most famous putter shape arguably out there.
Absolutely.
I also believe that T.P. Mills must be on this list. You know, he created and what he did with the putter is still talked about today every day. The Scotty one I've gone back and forth with, but I believe he belongs on there because when it comes down to it, the word impact, I'm not sure anybody outside of Carsten has had a bigger impact on the flat stick than Scotty.
Agree.
And the last one is the troubling one for me. You know I'm a huge fan of Bettinardi's. In fact, he's one of, if not my favorite putter maker out there. But I went through everything, and I'm not sure what would put him on the list. Like, for you, what puts Bettinardi on the list?
That's a very good question. And part of it just may be my own affinity and affection for who he is and what he's done. But he's been there. and he has, I think, made an impact. He made an impact with Mizuno and then has turned it around and gone independent again. And he's teed up some amazing putters for 2011. And I just think he's a name, and he's been there for a long time, and he's paid his dues, and he's just, I don't know, he just stands out to me. When I was looking at the list, I was looking at all these other names, but I just kept coming back to him.
Yeah, and you know, I did the same thing, and there were three or four guys on the list that I just kept coming back to, with Bob Bettinardi being one of them. Another one was Bobby Grace. Merely no more for the reason than his accomplishments finishing 1 through 10 at a major. That's something special. Dick De La Cruz with the innovation of milling, or at least his form of it. The creator of the 8802, which the name escapes me right now, but it's somebody that most have never heard of.
I think it's Robert Mandrella.
That's it. Thank you. That one really, I came real close with that one, and you know, maybe he is still my fourth. Another
well,
name,
you know, that you know, like a Mandrella with the 8802, and think of Dave Pelz with the two ball concept. And
you're stealing my thunder.
Okay, I'll
back. No, go ahead. He's not well, he's not mine either. So
it's just I see the merit in turning the spotlight on him, but again, I come back to that lasting impact. And. And those are classic putters that have made a huge impact. But I just don't think of them as sort of enduring designers who've made a mark over the years.
And I can see
like
that.
Like a Cameron, like a Solheim, like a Mills, like a Bettinardi.
I can see that. And Kia Ma, to me, falls in that same spot. It's special in their talents, and his journey is even more special, for, you know, obviously for a different show, but it just doesn't fit. Someone
brought up John Reuter Jr., the bullseye putter.
Yeah, that was another one that I've gone back and forth with. And to take matters even worse, you have guys that a lot of people don't know a lot about, which is a Tad Moore and a Clay Long. And I know
Byron
you
Morgan.
And Byron Morgan. I know you have some – you know quite a bit about Tad Moore, I believe.
You know, I don't.
You know, his history is legendary in the putter world, just like Clay Long, who was one of the first to go with an oversized putter. But unfortunately, when the smoke cleared, I agree with my co-host, and we have the exact same four people.
Oh.
I talk about anticlimactic, but we do. You know, it really came down to the word that I chose to describe it, which is impact, and I don't believe that any four people have had a lasting impact more than Bob Bettinardi, Scotty Cameron, Carsten Solheim, and those three. And then, of course, you add in T.P. Mills, and you have a complete collection. And ironically, they all happened over the lifespan of the putter. I mean, certainly there were models before this, but over the last 60, 70, 80 years, they are the epitome of what I consider a flat stick, any one of them.
I totally agree.
So
I did like the Future Looks Bright list that someone put up there, and they had Gene Need, Lahosi, Peretti, and Palombi.
Yeah, it's definitely and there's a lot more outside of that I think could be talked about, and we'll have to do that on another show as well, as talk about the future.
We can bring out Adam Sheldon of Never Compromise, since we were just raving about his putters. I think he's someone to take notice of who hasn't really been in the spotlight, but I think is going to be with these putters.
Well, and I would agree with you, and I think he's another one that really could belong in that young gun list, and I think a lot of times he's left off because he works for what some people considered a major OEM. And I mm-hmm. think they want to talk about more of a boutique brands. But the young guys are coming up, just like in the PGA Tour. They're making a name for themselves, and it's happening quickly. And they're not just doing it through working with classic designs. A lot of them are quite unique, coming up with their own styles. And, you know, we just got quite a few Gene Need putters in, and they're pretty special.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the new classic someday. What is the next classic?
And maybe
it's going to be imitated.
Maybe that's something we'll put out on the THP forum. Is, you know, I think it's fairly common to say the two shapes that are most copied or replicated, I should say, are the 8802 style and the Karsten Answer style. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll talk about what is the next style that's really going to be the next one. So maybe that's the question that we can talk about next show.
Yeah. Hey, there's one other name I want to mention. He's come out from behind the curtain, and it's Kevin Peterson of Peterson Fine Mill. And you'll find that on putterzone.com. He's sort of like the Wizard of Oz. He is a miller. He runs his own milling shop, and he has produced putters for a lot of big names out there. And he just broke out with his own company, Peterson Fine Mill, with this limited edition Liberty putter, and you've just got to see it in terms of the engraving on the face and the sole. I won't say anything more, but he's someone to watch too, Kevin Peterson.
Well, that's definitely intriguing because I don't know anything about that one other than the pictures I've seen on your site. And he's got
10 years behind him. It's just no one's ever heard of him until now.
I like that. That's something we're definitely going to have to follow up with. So, well, that wraps up our show this week. We'll have the question of the week up on the THP forum. We hope you enjoyed the show. As I said, I'm sorry to all my listeners that said they thought I could make it 6 months. I couldn't. I think I'll make it 6 months at least with the Never Compromise. But infidelity struck me, and what I found was a putter that blew me away, and apparently did Sean too.
Absolutely.
So for myself, Josh at thehackersparadise.com, and my co-host Sean at putterzone.com, don't fear the greens, conquer them. Goodbye, everybody.